Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the new Google Gemini 2.5 Pro language model. It's making waves, and we're diving in.
Exciting. So what makes this Gemini model so special? Is it just another language model?
Definitely not just another one. This article highlights some seriously impressive features. The author starts with a fun test, prompting it to create an SVG of a pelican riding a bicycle. The result is surprisingly good, even though pelicans aren't exactly built for cycling.
Huh, a pelican on a bike. I gotta see that. But SVG generation, that's not exactly groundbreaking, is it?
True, but it showcases the model's creative visual capabilities. The real kicker is its audio transcription. It transcribed an MP3 with mixed English and Spanish, complete with accurate timestamps. And get this, it can even identify the language being spoken.
Whoa, timestamp transcription with language identification. That's impressive. Is that accurate though? Like really accurate?
The author confirmed the timestamps against the audio and found them spot on. Even better, using a custom schema, the model outputted the transcription as structured JSON data with timestamps, text, and the language used. The author even tested it on a 10-minute podcast snippet with excellent results.
Wow, that's powerful for podcasters like us. Anything else? This Gemini sounds like a multi-tool.
It is. It also excels at bounding box detection and images. The author tested it with a photo of pelicans, and it accurately identified almost every single one, even avoiding an egret in the frame.
Bounding boxes. That's really useful for image analysis and computer vision tasks. So it's got creative visual abilities, audio transcription, and image analysis. What are its limitations? There's gotta be a catch.
Well, the author notes the model's impressive input token limit of 1 million and an output limit of 64,000, significantly higher than previous versions. The knowledge cutoff is January 2025, which is pretty recent.
Okay, so large context window, up-to-date knowledge base. But how about coding? Can it code?
Oh, absolutely. The author claims it's incredibly good at coding, comparable to Claude 3.7 Sonnet. They even used it to add a new notes feature to their blog, and the model successfully identified all 18 files needing modification, speeding up the process significantly.
18 files. That's a real-world test. Any other coding feats?
The author also challenged Gemini with designing an architecture for tool calling support in their LLM project. While the resulting code wasn't immediately usable, it did provide some helpful architectural suggestions, like incorporating ISINCO support, which the author hadn't considered. It really seems to be a powerful tool for tackling complex coding projects.
So Gemini 2.5 Pro is like a Swiss Army knife for language models. It's got the creative, the practical, and the technical all rolled into one. Where do you see this kind of technology heading?
Well, the author quoted Harper Reed, who talked about clearing their to-do list by building things with LLMs while watching movies. I think Gemini 2.5 Pro, with its capabilities, points to a future where complex tasks become significantly easier and faster, potentially even automated to some extent. Imagine tackling your backlog while relaxing. That's the promise of this technology. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time with more fascinating content.
Goodbye.